This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WPHT, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
So what did Fauci know and when did he know it? We're going to find that out. Also, too, what if diversity trainings are actually doing more harm than good? And yes, in Connecticut, something very, very wacky and stupid. Connecticut law would axe fitness requirements for female firefighters. What could possibly go wrong? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. Every day, of course, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Michael Pelka, my buddy. Let me ask you for. I want to ask you a question. Thanks for joining me. Quick question for you. Ready?
Yes, sir. I'm ready. All welcome. Right. Welcome to me. Thank you.
No, welcome to you. Welcome. Yeah. Thanks for being here. Appreciate okay. it. Welcome to the show. Madison Square Garden had a Jumbotron. And on the Jumbotron, they had a picture of Michael Imperioli. And they referred to him as Michael Imperioli, actor, the White Lotus. Now, do you agree that that is a crime against humanity?
Yeah. I would say not only for his obvious fame from The Sopranos, but really the White Lotus? That's where you know, well, let's check the follow the money. Who owns the garden and what are they tied to in terms of streaming channels?
Oh, right. Who does own the garden? I don't even know.
James Dolan is the guy who's the chairman of, what is it, Comcast, Xfinity?
Yep.
And do they own any streaming services? And is there a contractual obligation to promote content?
Yes, to promote The White Lotus, which is streaming on HBO Max.
So I would always follow the money, because that's all. Whenever anybody says study says, I go to the bottom of the page and see who funded the study.
Oh, always got to do that, because Michael Imperioli will always be Christopher Moltisanti on The Sopranos. Period.
Okay. You're not going to get an argument on me.
All right, fine.
I'm going to say something that's going to make you really mad.
Go ahead.
I never watched an episode of The Sopranos.
All right. Great having you on the show, Michael Pelka. Tune in tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. You're missing out on, honestly, one of the... I mean, that show was groundbreaking in the sense that every show you watch now, The Sopranos gave it life.
Yeah, well, I agree. But I also worked side by side for years, for a decade, alongside a guy named Goomba Johnny.
You know, and my Uncle Johnny, huh?
And the program director was Frankie Blue Eyes. His name was Frankie Macchiaroli. And I said, what you doing on Father's Day? He said, my dad's away. So, you know, I lived it. I didn't need to see it.
I understand. But I'm telling you, I'm rewatching it now. I'm almost done. I'm on season 6B, and I love rewatching it. And I would get together with my cousins. Every Sunday, we would make pasta and watch The Sopranos. It was a tradition.
I like that. See, you might actually get me to go back and watch it as a nostalgic thing. You know, you probably would have dug the opportunity we had. We played a softball game against the cast of The Sopranos in New York City.
Wow.
And Kathy Narducci and Vinny Pastore, who's just the greatest guy in the world. And they were all wonderful people. I just never watched the show because, again, I was living it with these Goombas everywhere you turned.
Listen, my grandfather was in the sanitation business, all right? I'm going to leave it at that. Let me turn our attention to why you're here, which is you sent me a text during my rant about Fauci, and you pointed out that Jim Jordan laid out what Fauci knows and when, and you sent me the audio, and I just said, why don't you just come on and play it for us and talk about it. So what do we got here?
Well, Jordan did this over a year and a half ago. That's the amazing thing about this. In about 10 days, we're going to have the third anniversary of Fauci getting official notice that the virus was man-made. In just 10 days, we're going to have a cake, a pangolin cake with three candles on it. And it'll have a gooey bat juice inside, or bat frosting, maybe.
Yeah, buttercream bat is my new, like, battercream, I guess would be a good way to do it for the cake. Delicious.
Sure, but the bakery from the wet market has been closed, and they bulldozed it, actually. So it's not even there. But so Jordan,
you know why, Opelka? They wouldn't make a gay pangolin cake for a wedding.
Oh, well played. It's like a chop fight in here. And you had an unfair warm-up with Jimmy. That's not fair. You've been hitting the practice balls with Fela.
I just love Fridays.
Here's what happened. The whole Fauci thing really ticked off Jordan, and he was subpoenaing files from Fauci and asked him to testify in front of a committee. So a year and 6 months ago, in August of 2021, this happened. And Jim Jordan had gotten some of the emails, invited Fauci. Fauci was too busy because he had a guest appearance on MSNBC, of course, where I'm sure they were giving him some award. And he just ripped it. Let me open up with the very beginning of it, where he sets up what happened on January 31st of 2020.
Friday, January 31st, 2020, at 10:32 p.m., Dr. Fauci gets an email from Christian Anderson. Christian Anderson's a British researcher who's received numerous grants from NIH. Two really important sentences are in that email, two sentences that get Dr. Fauci's attention. The first is this: the unusual features of the virus make up a really small part of the genome, so one has to look really closely at all the sequences to see that some of the features look engineered. Again, this is January 31st, 2020. Second sentence: Eddie, Bob, Mike, and myself all find the genome inconsistent with expectations from evolutionary theory. Email arrives 10:32 to Dr. Fauci on January 31st, 2020.
January 31st, after 10 o'clock, Fauci is how old? 182? He's going to bed. You know this. He gets this email, and he starts doing a Ralph Cramden. Hamana, 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 hamana.
Excellent reference. Norton!
And he cannot help himself. So what happens next? Remember, 10:30, January 31st, 2020.
2 hours later. 2 hours later, at 12:29 in the morning, Dr. Fauci sends an email to his top deputy, Mr. Hugh Auchincloss. Guy has worked for Fauci for 15 years, part of his inner circle. Sends it. Subject line says important in all capital letters. He attaches a paper on gain of function research written by.
Hold on.
Hang
now,
on.
Of course, Zuckerberg has to hit me with an ad.
Of course.
So you're going to have to. Zuckerberg, who, by the way, is only the second most irritating person on the planet.
Well,
here we go.
Well, while you're waiting for that ad to play, I just wanted to.
It's done.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Here we go. Back to Fauci sending his deputy, his 15-year deputy, a story on gain of function research.
Function research written by Dr. Barrick and Dr. Shi. Dr. Shi, of course, is the so-called bat lady, bat woman, the lady who does research in the Wuhan, China lab. This email, Dr. Fauci says, again, to his top deputy, it is essential that we speak this AM. Keep your cell phone on. Read this paper. You will have tasks to do today that must be done. Notice the intensity. Notice the focus. I mean, this is the house is on fire email here.
So if Fauci were in France, they'd fine him for contacting employees after midnight, number one. But you got to remember, again, you got a guy who's a 80-year-old dude who's now sending emails after midnight, 2 hours after he got an email saying, hey, bud, this virus from China, yeah, it's man-made. We got a problem here.
Right, right, right.
So he gets his deputy on the phone 2 hours or on the email 2 hours later, says, keep your phone on. There's a whole lot of stuff we got to do. And then Fauci starts creating the obfuscation, the deflection, the distraction.
Now, 2 hours after that, at 2:48 in the morning. Dr. Fauci's busy this morning.
He's usually up at 2:48 to pee because he's so old.
Well, come on. I mean, you know.
Who isn't, right?
Right. Let's he who has not cast the first kidney stone.
Well done. Here we go.
12:29, that email he sent to Dr. Auchincloss, his top deputy, 2 hours later at 2:48 in the morning, he sends another email, this one to Robert Kadlec, assistant HHS secretary, Trump appointee, not part of his inner circle, and he attaches a different article to this email, one that says the virus came from an animal that downplays any lab leak theory. Now, again, notice the tone of this one. Bob, this just came out today. Gives a balanced view. Best, Tony. I mean, totally different from the previous. This is one like, oh, if you get a chance, read this. Gives a balanced view. So the tone is different, but also that sentence, gives a balanced view, it's not true either. That's just not accurate. This article downplays, as I said, the lab leak theory, emphasizes evolutionary cause to the virus.
So you see what's happening here. Fauci has gotten the word. He's awakened his troops, and now he's leading the deflection. But he's so panicked, he can't stop.
What happens next? What happens next? Later that same morning, at 11:47 a.m., Dr. Fauci's deputy gets back to him. I just want to read you this whole email. The paper you sent me, the one he sent him on that was written by the virologist from Wuhan, China, and Dr. Barrick, the paper you sent me says the experiments were performed before the gain-of-function pause but have since been reviewed and approved by NIH. Not sure what that means, since Emily, someone else who works for Dr. Fauci, is sure that no coronavirus work has gone through the P3 framework, which, of course, is the oversight body that's supposed to approve any grant dollars going for gain-of-function research. No coronavirus work has gone through the P3 framework. Final sentence, she will try to determine if we have any distant ties to this work abroad. She will try to determine if our fingerprints are on any of this.
So not only is it man-made, the virus that they're seeing, but there's a concern that because all of the grants they gave out didn't go through the full vetting and protocol, that they could be connected to it.
Yeah, of course. And then they're realizing right now that the dots connect from their grants right to the Wuhan lab in China. And this is, again, Mike Opelka, just remind us the timeline in this. When are we talking about right now?
Well, this happened, the conversation, the email exchanges happened starting on January 31st of 2020, 3 years, 3 years ago. And this is a
3 years ago tomorrow.
Yeah, well, 3 years ago next week, actually, 31st.
Oh, 30, I just said 21st, 31st, gotcha.
Yeah, 31st. And this is all within the period of like 12 hours that this has happened. And now Fauci, who probably didn't sleep that night, is getting these bounce backs from emails that he sent out. And it's about to get even more interesting. And I think more nefarious, if that's even possible.
All these emails happen in 13 hours. So 13 hours after Dr. Fauci gets the initial email from Christian Anderson saying, looks like this virus is engineered, not consistent with evolutionary theory, Dr. Fauci knows some important facts. First, Dr. Fauci knows there's a lethal virus on the loose that started in Wuhan, China. Second, he knows the American taxpayers have funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan, China. Third, he knows that the research grant didn't go through the required oversight board. Fourth, he knows the virus, quote, looks engineered and, quote, not consistent with evolutionary theory. And finally, fifth, Dr. Fauci knows he may have ties to this work in China. His fingerprints, in fact, may be on this.
So what do you think happens next, Rich? Fauci just says, no big deal. We'll just go on, right?
Yeah, no big deal. We'll just, exactly. I'm just trying to think, putting myself in his mindset, Michael Pelka, at this point, and got to be sweating bullets big time as this virus is out. And then to so immediately dismiss the lab leak theory, clearly for that reason. I mean, this is proving everything here.
Well, you know, so you're right. But Fauci, I'm going to put this in the Sopranos term. Fauci calls a meeting of the family because they have to discuss they got a problem here. Check this out.
So what does Dr. Fauci do next? After he says, oh, whatever, what does he do next? He organizes a conference call for later that same day. I mean, this is the busiest 24 hours I think I've ever seen. He organizes a conference call, 12 people on the call. Dr. Fauci and 11 virologists from around the world. Virologists who've gotten millions of American tax dollars over the past several years. Now look at this list. Here's the list of people. There's only two Americans on the list, Tony Fauci and one other. Most of them are from around the world, as I said.
Oh, they're going to hit me again with a commercial, but...
That's okay. Michael Pelka is with me, of course, stunt brain himself, host of the Saturday Night Show here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD tomorrow night at 7, and then Jimmy Fallon after that, the replay of his show at 10 p.m. right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Always great to have you on the show.
Well, here, thank you. I appreciate it.
And by the way, are you playing all this audio through your Rodecaster Pro?
It's actually through an Apple laptop, just
It sounds great.
Yeah, it is. Well, I got all kinds of little. I don't know what all these wires do, but let's.
See, Opelka fills in for hosts all across the country. Like, who are you filling in for next week, for example?
Chris Plant, who's in 125 stations around the country. He's a good dude, an old friend too, based out of D.C.
Good.
He's a good dude. So Fauci has organized a conference call at this point, and the only two Americans on it are Fauci and his deputy. And Jordan explains who's not on it.
On the call. Who's not on the list? Is Dr. Cadlick on the list? The guy he sent the email to at 3 in the morning? Is Dr. Redfield the head of CDC? Dr. Girard, who's with us today, assistant secretary at HHS at the time? Dr. Birx, the lady who's soon to be COVID response coordinator? In fact, there's no one from the government on the call except Tony Fauci. Tony Fauci and 11 other individuals who got a bunch of American tax dollars over the years. What happened on the conference call?
Yeah.
The short answer is we don't know. We don't know what they talked about. I think we got a good idea. We don't know for sure. But we do know what happened 4 days later.
Now, this is where you picked up the story. But the interesting thing is they asked for the readout, the transcript of the conference call. And it's one of those pages with all the black lines through stuff saying this is secret. So they totally sent him completely redacted stuff. But now it picks up with the story that's just getting covered today. And remember, this is 18 months old. If this were a child, it'd be walking around saying curse words after mommy and daddy said them. You know, this is a story that deserved real attention when Jordan held this hearing. But people were looking the other way. But here's an update, because there's one more really disturbing part of this.
4 days later, February 4th, 2020, Christian Anderson, the guy who started it all, who said the virus looks engineered, Christian Anderson said this 4 days later. The crackpot theories going around at the moment relate to this virus being somehow engineered. That is demonstrably false. Close quote. What? In 4 days, this guy went from this looks engineered to now that's demonstrably false. 4 days, he went from this isn't consistent with evolutionary theory. Now we know it's totally evolutionary. But it gets even better.
So do you think the conference call discussed how they were all going to say this this is not a man-made?
Absolutely, Mike. That's why they had the conference call, because they all wanted to be on the same page and have nobody disagree with this so they could all cover their tracks and they could all pretend like this never happened. And if they all said the same thing, they're able to go, well, it's science. They all agree. All these scientists agree, so that it must not be the lab leak.
Right, Rich. But science requires evidence and papers being written, right?
Yes.
So what do you think happens next?
It gets even better. Mr. Anderson and three of the other people on this call write an article a few weeks later that says COVID is not a laboratory construct. And while they're writing that article, there's an email from March 6th where Mr. Anderson offers to let Dr. Fauci edit the article before it's published. And here's the kicker. When the article is published, Dr. Fauci cites it at a White House press conference when he is asked by a reporter about the origin of the virus. Cites the very article he put in motion on the conference call, and he was allowed to edit. At the White House, where he's supposed to be giving the American people the truth, he references an article that he manufactured.
Sorry. That was my mistake.
Is this not? That's basically where this press car with this hearing ends. Because Fauci wouldn't show up. But you cannot connect the dots any better than this guy has done.
Yeah, it's great. And now that these emails are all coming out after the FOIA battle in court, we can prove all of it. Now, this is, and you know, and I'll conclude by this, Mike, and thanks for your time tonight. I really, really hope the Republicans hold this guy accountable. This is a massive, massive cover-up here. They knew this thing came from a lab, and they lied, and they covered it up to protect themselves because they were connected to this. How many millions of lives could we have saved, maybe? I don't know. Maybe none. But the truth was purposely buried here because Fauci's money paid for this virus.
Yeah, and he was very worried because all of those labs, not just Wuhan, but the labs in Ukraine, the labs around the world, the black labs, and not dogs, I'm talking about the dark labs that we were funding, were doing God knows what. And this just happened to leak out because somebody was sloppy.
Yeah.
It's so astounding to me.
I don't buy that, but, you know, we can't rule out anything at this point since they won't be honest with us. Always a pleasure, my friend. We'll tune in tomorrow night, of course, at 7 p.m. Mike Opelka, stunt brain himself. Have a good night, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. God bless.
All right. God bless you, too. Listen, I want to tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding. For years, you've heard me talk about my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. They are the best in the business when it comes to roofing, siding, windows, and doors for your home or commercial property. Maybe you have a place at the shore. Winter weather is brutal on shore properties. Well, have Emmons check out your shore property. Emmons also has a special offer for all of my listeners. An inflation relief discount of 10% off roofing, siding, and Anderson Window Replacement. And because Stephanie and Matt know the times are tough, they are continuing to offer all of my listeners 12 months same as cash financing. That's 12 months to pay for these repairs, a new roof, roof repair, siding, or windows. So give Emmons a call today for a free estimate at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677. Or visit emmonsroofing.com and take advantage of their inflation relief discount and 12 months same as cash financing. Emmons is the company that I use and trust, and they should be your company too. These are the guys who did my roof and my windows and my doors, so you can trust them. EmmonsRoofing.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, I'll tell you what, as we continue here in our fourth and final hour, and thanks for being here today on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Country music star John Rich, and I'm a big fan of Big and Rich. Their music's great. I do like country. Yeah, there's all different kinds of genres within it, but I like country. Anyway, he recently won a legal battle against a venue that tried to enforce a vaccine passport at one of his concerts. According to the outspoken singer, he never played at venues that would require concert goers to present vaccine passports or any papers in order to attend. Rich says that one venue tried to add the stipulation after he booked the show, so he canceled. At that point, the promoter sued the singer. He said, "During the lockdowns, I stated that I would never play a concert venue that forced fans to show their papers for entry concerning COVID-19. One venue added that rule after I agreed to play, so I canceled it. The promoter sued me. He lost the case today. Happy to say I never bent the knee." Good for him. By the way, the hockey player in Philadelphia who did not want to use the rainbow stick and wear the rainbow jersey, Ivan Provorov, his jersey has sold out online, basically. There have been so many people that have flocked to buy his jersey since that happened. And, of course, the coach standing by him. And there's an excellent piece, and I'll try to get him on for Monday, by Nate Hockman over at National Review, why the coach is not a hypocrite, because he would want his guys to be out there for the national anthem. We'll get into that. But I'm kind of short on time because I went a little long with Opelka, but that's okay. I think it was very, very important to break down all that audio for you. So a couple quick things to mention. And when I get back, I'm going to get into a little bit of depth on this notion that if you question the World Economic Forum's goals, you are a conspiracy theorist. But a story in the Inquirer today is that Republican Dave McCormick, who ran in the primary for U.S. Senate against Dr. Oz, is making moves for a potential run against Senator Bob Casey in Pennsylvania, the lesser Casey. McCormick's a great guy. I think he would be an incredibly strong candidate. We'll have to see who else runs, but I certainly think Dave should throw his hat in the ring. Why not? He's got a lot to offer. And yes, the state Senate has approved a bill in Pennsylvania that protects First Amendment right for teachers. They passed a measure on Wednesday to eliminate a section of the state's education code that brings the Commonwealth in line with the remaining 49 states in the union. Senate Bill 84 repealed the section from a 1949 act that prohibits a teacher from wearing any dress, mark, emblem, or insignia indicative of his or her faith or denomination. Senator Kristen Phillips Hills, the sponsor Republican out of York, said this long overdue legislation needs to reach the governor's desk to make Pennsylvania the 50th state to eradicate this archaic law once and for all. With its broad bipartisan support from legislators and a diverse coalition of stakeholders, this bill will uphold William Penn's founding principle that our Commonwealth stands for religious freedom and tolerance. It is a First Amendment right to express your religious beliefs, said State Senator Judy Schwenk of Berks, a Democrat. Everyone, and most certainly our educators, should be free to express that right in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. This is not an endorsement of any one religion. It allows people of all faiths to express themselves. Absolutely. Should pass. I don't see why it shouldn't. 855-839-1210. All right. Let me just, I'm going to come right back. I'm going to get into some of the conspiracy theories regarding Davos, what these people on the left say, why they want you to shut up about it. But I want to tell you about my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. I go there along with my wife, my children, and my parents. We all trust Dr. Mike and his team. They have been voted best dentist in South Jersey for 9 consecutive years. His office is unique in that they treat your needs, not driven by money or costs. And patients travel. They travel from as far as California and Florida for his care and expertise. Dr. Mike understands patients have a choice, a clear choice to make when choosing implants. His treatment is precise, efficient, and yields excellent results at a significant savings from the national chain offices. He has earned the confidence of other doctors to be their doctor, like Dr. Maz. We all have a choice when choosing our doctors, so see why Dr. Veneria is your best choice. Call him today to schedule for all your family's dental needs. He will exceed your expectations. Now, I've experienced this personally, as you know, and Mama Zioli loves, she sent me a text today, I love the implants Dr. Mike did for me. She feels so much more confident with her new smile. Locations right over the bridge in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. Call 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or venariadental.com. All right, we are flying through the show tonight. And as always, I'm just always amazed at how fast the show goes, how fast the week goes. Hat tip to our buddy Road Warrior on Twitter. He sent me this story. The Department of Justice says it reserves the right to not cooperate with certain House Republican requests. The Justice Department is signaling that it has the right to not cooperate with Republican requests to peek into their ongoing investigations, a top official wrote in a letter obtained by Politico. Consistent with longstanding policy and practice, any oversight request must be weighed against the department's interest in protecting the integrity of its work. Longstanding department policy prevents us from confirming or denying the existence of pending investigations in response to congressional requests or providing non-public information about our investigations. Look, this is exactly what I've been telling you. The minute that Merrick Garland stood up as the Attorney General of the United States and appointed a special counsel and said the Department of Justice would be investigating, it was over. That was it. Now they can't comment on it. That's why every single Corinne Jean-Pierre clip that we've played on the show this week has her saying the exact same damn things over and over again, like a broken record. You got to ask the White House Counsel's Office. Got to ask the Department of Justice. Got to ask the special counsel over and over and over again, like a broken record. This is all deliberate. This is a cover-up. The only reason there's a special counsel appointed is so that when the House Republicans try to do their oversight and get DOJ in there, they can say, sorry. Ongoing investigation. Nothing we can do. This whole thing has been a scam. Truly a setup since day one. You know, just to refresh your memory, since I did it so long ago, Matt, let's replay Corinne Jean-Pierre from today. Two particular clips from the White House press conference today regarding this. You know, Biden came out and said there's no there with regard to the classified documents. And Corinne Jean-Pierre was first asked about that. Take a listen.
What does the president mean when he said no regrets? Because he's also said he takes very seriously the handling of classified documents. So I'm unclear what he means about no regret.
So I'm not going to comment further from what the president has said yesterday. I think he laid out his thoughts. He was asked about it. He laid out his thoughts of whatever question he was asked. I'm not going to get into specifics, or I'm not going to go beyond what the president has said. But I will reiterate from here and basically what he said to all of you many times at this point, that he does indeed take classified information and seriously. He does indeed take classified documents seriously. I'm just not going to go beyond that. I would refer you to the White House Counsel's Office for any specifics on the president's comments or how the process is moving forward.
See, exactly like that. It's just truly, truly amazing. So the whole thing is a setup. It's the whole thing's a setup. By the way, I'd be remiss, of course, if I did not mention Jerry Blavitt's passing. And what a true Philadelphia legend, pioneering for so many people behind microphones like this one in Philadelphia. 82 years old, a true legend. His family announced he passed away early this morning. Started his career in Philadelphia by actually sneaking on, he was a Philadelphia native, but he snuck on the set of American Bandstand when he was 13 years old. Truly amazing. He had his own radio show, but I think before he was even 20, might have been like 18 or something like that. And Dawn Stenslin sat down with him and had a wonderful, wonderful conversation with him. I tweeted that out. You should watch it. It's a great segment. Actually, my buddy Rick Grimaldi just sent me a note. He had Jerry Blavitt on his show when he was hosting here back on WPHT back in the day. You know, Rick's a great guy. He actually gave up the 10 p.m. show back then for me because he knew this is what I wanted to do as a career. And Rick's an incredibly successful labor lawyer. And he gave up that spot for me. So I think the world of Rick Grimaldi. I think he's a fantastic guy. And he sent me this clip of him and Jerry Blavitt together on the air right here on WPHT. So Blavitt was inducted into the Philadelphia Music Alliance's Hall of Fame in 1993. 1988, became part of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's Museum of Radio and Records. And of course, a legend in Philadelphia with our local association here for Philadelphia broadcasters. So he was people just really love the guy. He's, of course, got a South Philadelphia mural with other music legends, including Bobby Rydell, singer of the famous Wildwood Days. Blavitt's family shared a statement Friday asking Jerry's friends to continue sharing their memories of him. Said Jerry proudly said, "Life is precious and I'm happy. When I'm happy, I want the world to be happy. So he lived life to the fullest and enjoyed sharing life with all of you." Many of Jerry's friends spoke of their many memories with the legend. A lot of people just remember dancing with him. And my buddy Pete Cherokee put out a statement, too, the CEO of Chickies and Pete's. He said, Jerry was a clicker. He was like, "You're the best. There's nobody better than you. You're the greatest." He knew Dionne Warwick. He knew Frankie Avalon. He knew Smokey Robinson. But you were just as important, whoever he was speaking to. Said Hugh Dillon with Philly Chit Chat. His closest friends say he was a walking encyclopedia of music, a health advocate, and a generous man with a huge heart. Losing him in Philadelphia is like losing the Liberty Bell. He's that big of a part of the city, Pete Cherokee added. He said, "I wanted to be him. He was so good with his energy, his connecting with people, creating an atmosphere, party atmosphere. Wherever Blavitt went, so did the fun, and so did the entertainment. Geeter, your diction, your words will always think of you and always be a part of Chickies and Pete's and my family," he said. "The world is a better place. And a better place because we had him. And there's no more Jerry." People are very, very sad, obviously. His life will be celebrated on Saturday, January 28th at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul. A viewing will begin at 9 a.m. Mass scheduled for 11:30 a.m. And if you remember yesterday on the show, we had heard mixed rumors about the fact that he passed. And Philly Chit Chat sent me a note and said, no, hadn't passed, you know, still fighting for his life, but please keep him in your prayers. So. One of the true icon in the city, Geeter with the heater. So God bless him and God bless his family. And Jerry, thanks for entertaining us for so many decades and being a pioneer in this business. Couple things. I spend a lot of time on the stuff regarding Davos because it's important to get the truth out. And I just believe this is such an essential part of my job is to get the truth out about things. And that piece that I shared with you earlier by Walter Russell Mead about the difference between capitalism, American style, and German capitalism, and why Davos wants to impart that upon the world, which is what I mean when I say that Davos, they're controlling things because, yes, they're trying to control an economic system. It's not a conspiracy theory. Yet here is a little bit from Ben Smith, who used to be with Politico, and I guess now he's at Semaphore. What the hell is Semaphore, Matt DeSantis? I've never even heard of that.
I don't know. I haven't heard of it either, but I've seen it pop up like two or three times in the last couple days.
I can honestly say I've never heard of it. Well, he was on CNBC talking about the conspiracy theories around WEF and that Russia, of course, Russia, you know, this guy was one of the biggest peddlers of the Russia collusion hoax back then when he was at Politico. They were putting so many stories out back then about the dossier and how the dossier was real and that Trump was Russia and Russia owned Trump and blah, blah, blah. So the guy's a huge conspiracy theorist himself, peddles in conspiracies, but suggests, of course, if you have any questions about WEF, you're a conspiracy theorist. Cut 14.
There's also a huge change in who's criticizing it. There's a modest-sized left-wing protest, climate protesters. They threw some snowballs, slowed down traffic. But if you search the word Davos on Twitter, it is all to the right.
Elon Musk.
It's people who think that the CEOs here are gathering to make you take vaccines and to eat bugs.
Right.
Like those. That is what they are. That's the thing.
Well, they do want to make you take a vaccine. They're all in on vaccine passports, and they have advocated people eating bugs. Both of those statements are true. All right, he continues here. And DeSantis, what did you say Semaphore was what?
It was founded by Ben Smith in 2022, so it is relatively new.
Oh, okay. It's going to bomb. Mark that, write that down. Big, bold prediction by me. That'll bomb. The Eagles will win tomorrow night. So put those two things down. And here's Ben Smith on weird iPhone recordings proclaiming Davos conspiracy theories. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Cut 15.
J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, just walked by. Most of the conspiracies are definitely not true. And if you search Davos on Twitter, I mean, it's really incredible. There is a kind of widely shared theory that it's a plot specifically to force people around the world to switch their diets to an insect-based diet?
No, it's not just insects, jackass. Really? It's no meat in particular. It's not just insects. Nobody's accusing Davos of making us eat an insect-only diet. No one has ever said that. All right, go ahead.
The idea of Davos is that while there may be a conspiracy, it's basically a conspiracy by global businesses to keep their taxes low by making the case that they're doing good in other means than paying taxes to the government. I mean, it's a very major, very big fight, but there are no lizards involved. So one of the really interesting things is Davos used to be a huge target for progressive protesters, for socialists. You know, the real heat now is from the far right, where people have wild theories about elites sort of secretly controlling the populace. If you are vulnerable to accusations that you're kind of a globalist Illuminati, you don't come.
Yeah.
If you're a public figure. Fundamentally, is it's the trade show of globalization. Just like dentists might go to a trade show in Las Vegas, you know, there's a journalism conference in New Orleans. This is where people whose job.
All right, shut up. Listen, yes, it is a trade show for globalization. That's the problem, is that we don't want the globalization that Davos is trying to impose upon the world. And yes, they are trying to impose upon the world very strict climate laws, international climate treaties, climate reparations, vaccine passports, universal agreement on what it means to be a capitalistic country. All those things are true. But you know what these people do? They find one crazy conspiracy on the internet that nobody's really talking about among the criticism of Davos, and they highlight that. They highlight that one thing in an attempt to try to erase every valid criticism of Davos by labeling it all conspiracy theories. No, there are global elites who are there in their words, to save the planet. These chosen, exalted people there to save the planet. Their words, not mine. And then you turn around and go, oh, you mean they're trying to save the planet? Oh, no, you're a conspiracy kook. They're not doing that. They're just having a trade show like hairdressers do. Shut up. All right, Matt DeSantis, you want to do Who Won Social Media? Because we didn't do it today.
Yeah, we can do it.
All right, let's do it.
Who won social media?
I'm going to give it to Sue Alberici.
Sue Alberici!
Who said, my Odyssey app finally crapped out at the right time, had to restart my app, and missed the WEF music.
Oh, you missed out, Sue. It was Henry's finest hour playing that music. And then all downhill for Henry right after that. Which is, it started berating him. So make sure you go back and find that on the Odyssey Rewind. Yeah. I'm shocked the Odyssey app crashed.
Yeah, it's usually
gotta be
so,
a first, right?
It's
so reliable.
Really reliable.
Really,
yeah, it's really.
I'm speechless, actually.
Flabbergasted.
All right, have a great weekend. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it very, very much. Enjoy. Please get the podcast, share it with a friend, tell a friend, and say thank you. Henry, excellent job. Matt DeSantis, as always, excellent job. I'm on Twitter at Rich Zeoli, RichZeoli. Thank you. Enjoy your weekend. Go Birds. God bless the Blavid family, and I will see you Monday.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.